This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama, don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
We can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Don't forget your rubbers.
Ham Radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, bitch!
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Suck on it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clitty big and hard.
Woo!
Well, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Oh, woo! Yeah!
Yeah! Oh, come on,
Ham Radio. The most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh, my God, we need to play this fucking tape back. I scumbag!
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
Yoo-hoo, bad boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you've woken up the demon in me! Thank you. Yay. Hi, everybody.
Konnichiwa.
Hi, fellas. It's so super to see
you. Ooh. It's super. Thanks for asking. It's the Ham Radio Show live on hamradioshow.com, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, 718-577-1389. And holy shit, to my left, I shit you not.
I can't believe it.
Mystery guest, please sign in. Say hi.
Hi.
Danny has returned to the program for Jerky Turkey Day.
We thought you passed
gobble,
away.
Gobble, gobble.
I had Bill's turkey last night. It was delicious.
You sucked on his giblets? Mmm, delicious.
I love it.
Mmm, let's hear right from Billy. Billy, go ahead. There you go. Good job, Billy. You're great.
I give you the monster.
Well, he's allegedly moving soon.
That's what he keeps telling everybody.
I'll believe it when I see it. I'll get a taste of the giblets before it finally departs.
Oh. You are moving, Billy, finally?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Dude, you've been moving for the last fucking 3 years.
Allegedly. I'm still waiting for a date, but he's allegedly.
Yeah.
I did tell you the end of his month.
I think his fiance. Holy, wait a minute. We have an actual date now?
What did you say the end of
his month? Hit the air horn. We have an exclusive.
Oh, wow.
That Billy is leaving by the end of this month,
yeah.
As in November.
That's like six, seven
Holy
days away.
Shitballs.
Yeah. When is the first?
That's pretty goddamn. I cut the whole music off. I'm in shock.
Yeah, first is Saturday.
I am in shock.
So you're moving
right
on
now.
Saturday.
You seriously are getting off your ass and
action.
Performing a little action there, yeah. And you seem to actually have a plan.
Yeah.
There is a plan in effect.
I'm getting a hard
This kind of trumps Danny even returning to the show. You yeah. being. Who's playing radio?
Oh, it's me.
How do I hear
that? Who else?
Sometimes,
I haven't been here in months, and I can tell you who the hell's doing
it. I know. Sometimes what's funny is, well, Joe smoked weed before the show, so. Yeah.
What else is?
He's so high.
I don't think he is.
He's so high.
I'm a little high because I'm
sitting. Dude, he just did a 20-minute fucking conversation with our Amazon Echo asking about a freaking conquistador who killed fucking...
I bet you somebody out there knows Pizarro.
Poseidon. Yeah, he's not fucking high.
No, it was Pizarro.
Bizarro is the anti-Superman.
No, that's Bizarro.
Yes, I know.
This is Pizarro.
Bizarro angry.
And he was a Spanish conquistador, and he fucked up the Indians when he came over.
You obviously have the name wrong.
I do. Yeah.
What Indians exactly? So we can ask. We'll ask our listening public.
You know,
what is the exact Indian?
Some chief, Chief Chahagulana, Montezuma,
Chief
Montezuma. First off, Montezuma. Wait, which Indians are we talking about? Native Americans or the Aztecs? Because you just said Montezuma.
I think they were the Aztecs. But
okay, so the are you saying Quetzalcoatl? Is that who you're thinking of?
Who?
Yes,
well, first of all,
you're not book learned.
Didn't they conquistadors? I can't even say
the conquistadors.
Fuck up the Aztecs and not the Native American Indians.
Yeah,
well, that's what he fucking.
It was one of those kind of Indians.
Danny,
guys.
I am. Do you think that this motherfucker?
Bet your ass.
Yeah, you bet your ass. Do you think he's making
any sense? He obviously
never
seen the crystal skull.
The conquistadors, starring Joe as Señor Poppin' Fresh. Como está, bitches?
I remember.
What are you thinking, Joe? Hold on. We'll get back to Billy actually moving out of the apartment in 1 second. Because now it's the Joe show. Because I need to understand what the fuck you're actually thinking on Jerky Turkey Eve. I need to understand. Go ahead.
I'm just saying. You know, we were talking about that tribe that they haven't seen anybody in 60,000 years. And there was like...
We'll get to that story in a second.
They ate a guy?
Yes, we'll get to that story in a second. Hi, guy. Pay attention. Look at focus. Joe, focus.
You would have had a taser.
Joe, listen to Trump. Listen to Trump. He'll get you through.
Unbelievable. I love you people. I hear them a lot. They're as talented.
There you go. Focus. Okay, good. Now, we'll get to the story about the asshole over here in a second. We need to know about you. And what you're thinking.
Well, that's...
I don't care about the other story. I want to know what you're thinking. What are you thinking about? Aztecs, conquistadors, go ahead. Tell me that part.
I was just saying, if there was like when the conquistadors came over, the Indians were like that. Those guys, they didn't see nobody. They never saw nobody before. And what happened was they took advantage of them. They enslaved the Indians. They made them dig in the diamond mines for gold. And it was a mess.
Okay, but you don't know what the name of the conquistador is.
I think it was Bizarro.
Not Bizarro!
Maybe it was something else. It wasn't Ponce de Leon. He's the guy in Florida.
You know that thing that's right in front of you? It's called Google.
Yeah.
Why don't you Google it, you fucking pothead?
I should do
and
that.
And figure it out.
Something's wrong with my computer.
Yeah, you gotta turn it on.
I got a circle going. You know, one of those circle things.
Yeah, a little circle jerk. I get it. We get what you're doing.
It's been happening for about an hour.
Yeah, get it. You know what? You're moving up. Let's move over here.
Okay.
Billy, now you're moving out of the apartment. This is big fucking news. It's not small fucking news.
Does Giggles know?
Look at the reaction of Giggles. She didn't even know.
She had a screaming
She did not even know.
She knows.
She's fucking going nuts.
Yeah.
She did not know. End of the month.
Well, yeah.
So right after Thanksgiving, boom, you're out.
Yeah.
And then you're moving in and you're done. And now you live in the new apartment up there with Giggles. And you're just going to hang out and have your new family.
Are you going to do the cooking?
Are you going to do the cooking and the cleaning?
Ooh.
Let's go to Billy with this.
What the fuck would I do that for?
So what is Giggles doing it?
That's what the kids are for.
Oh, okay.
Put them to work.
You're going to just strap sponges and shit to their fucking legs and arms?
On their feet, yeah.
Just walk around, kids.
Mop the floor.
Ice skating there, yeah.
Uncle Daddy Billy has a new idea for you. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We're just going to strap mops to your belly and throw you down the hallway. Is that
no,
cool?
No, no, no.
Come on, kids.
You just put them on the feet and, like, push them along, you know.
Just push them.
Push them along. Nudge them.
Well, don't they hold on to you? Don't they, like grab on to you a lot because they like you?
They like you, Bill.
No, they don't like me.
Because they can hold on to your legs, and then you can walk around with them, and then all, like, your big legs and their little legs can clean that apartment.
Yeah, right.
Lickety-split, my friend. Right. Lickety-split.
If you put them on each leg and you spin around, it can be like
We can do the walls.
Yeah.
It can be like a car wash.
Oh, you can put one kid on your neck.
Right.
He can get the hard-to-reach areas on the top.
Right.
Then you put one kid on the lower half. Mm-hmm. Poor that poor kid. He's got to be under Billy's scrotum. And then that kid does the lower part.
Right.
And then Billy gets the middle, and boom, that house is done. That house is clean. Right, Giggles? Yeah, she's very excited.
Look like a tornado.
Very excited.
Right through.
Giggles is fucking, she's losing her fucking mind. So I just wanted to say that. Hi, Wendy the retard. Wendy the retard saying that.
Get out of the chat room, Wendy.
Giggles, by the way, says that they do love them, the kids. So we knew that. We do. We did know that because they love Uncle Daddy Billy.
He's a big teddy.
Whatever they call him.
He's a big teddy.
Do they call you anything?
They tolerate me, yes.
Do they just look at you and go,
hey, you big chooch.
Yeah.
That's you, Jay.
Do they call him like, guy that fucks mom? Hey, come here. Hey. Hey.
Why is Billy powerbombing mommy?
Ooh, that's a pile driver, not a power bomb. I'll tell you that right now.
Do you know what juch means in Italian?
Do we know what juch is? Yeah, we're all
Canadian.
Italian in this room.
It means Canadian, right? No.
They figure him as dad. We know they think of him as dad. I'm saying, do you have like a little secret name? Does Giggles like go? You know, I want you to call them. You know,
ooh.
He's not really your stepdad yet. So maybe if you want to call him, like, Tickle Farts, whatever you want to call him.
Tickle Farts.
Excuse me, Tickle Farts. Do you want to come in here?
Okay.
And then they go.
Tickle Farts.
Tickle Farts. I want to watch television. Can you bring me some cookies and some juice, please?
When did they get a British accent?
I don't know what accent to give them because the last time I talked about them, got angry at me. So now they're British, so shut the fuck up. Okay. All right? How about that? Last time we talked, it was just war, and I don't like that because now, look, Giggles, is it okay if I talk about the kids? She's not happy. She's still excited about Billy moving the fuck out.
Yeah, really.
So that's his big thing. By the way, later on in the program, it is, by the way, Jerky Turkey Eve. The reason why I call it that is because one half of the Jerky Boys, John Brennan's going to be on the show today. You know John Brennan. Billy and everybody else know John Brennan. Here's a little reminder of what he sounds like.
I brought my shoes.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes?
And my eyes are going crazy.
Okay, well, let me pull your record card. Hold on, please.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Rosenberg, I don't have a record card on you. Where did you buy your glasses? You sure it was here?
Yes, I did. And do you wear glasses?
No, where did you buy them?
At your place then.
What address did you go to?
It's the one right in the city there. I don't quite remember.
Well, there's a lot in the city, and sometimes people get confused. I don't have a record card on you. How long ago did you buy it here?
About 4 days, and my eyes is going crazy.
And Mr. Rosenberg, I don't believe you bought it at this office because I'm the only one here. I don't wear glasses, and if it was 4 days ago, I would have remembered you. And I don't, and I don't have a record card on you. Did you go to the Empire State Building?
I went to the Empire State Building, and I can't see so good.
So you went to see Dr. Kim?
Yeah, but he's an asshole. I couldn't see so good from the Empire State Building.
Well, would you like to make an appointment to come in and see us?
I went to the observatory because of these glasses. I can't see, goddammit.
Okay, would you like to come in and see us?
Sure.
Okay. We're at 30 East 60th Street.
3578th Street. Okay.
No. We're at 30.
Okay.
East 60th Street.
All right. Should I bring all my glasses with me?
You need an examination.
And all my glasses?
Mr. Rosenberg, do you need an examination?
Okay.
Do you need an examination?
All right.
Yeah, all right. You need an appointment.
Right, and I'll bring all my shoes and my glasses with me. So I have them.
Mr. Rosenberg.
Sure.
Do you want to see the ophthalmologist?
Right.
You need an appointment.
I'm sorry.
You need an appointment.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. I'll have my girl make an appointment for you to see the doctor. Okay, do you have the address?
Fantastic, then.
You have the address?
Yes.
What room?
Four, I don't know. You say 3587?
No, 30 East 60th Street.
30 East 60th Street. Okay, thank you.
Oh, you need an appointment. Hold on.
Right.
Hello?
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 Barbara?
Yes, I have to make an appointment with you, sir. Where would you like to come in?
Whatever you want me to, honey. Whatever's good for you.
You want to come in tomorrow?
Sure, if you're free.
Yes, okay. You can come in at 12 o'clock.
Okay, honey, baby. All right?
Yes.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's like talking to Joe.
It is Billy was saying it is like talking to Joe. Uh-oh. It's exactly like talking to Joe. By the way, Dr. Deborah Lano hanging out in the Facebook live stream.
Hey, Deb. Hi, Deb. Hey,
yeah. How are you, pretty lady? Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
It's Jerky Turkey Eve here on the show today.
She should analyze you.
Oh, why? She's a sex therapist. She's not a psychotherapist. I already have a psychotherapist that I... have to now change things because they've moved my time at work.
Oh, really?
So now I have to, like, you know, I just can't. Just... Thank you, Pee-wee.
Are you allowed to talk about your therapy?
I can talk about my therapy.
Good. Tell me all the secrets.
I blame most of my stuff on you.
Oh. The couch is comfy.
The couch is very comfy. It actually is.
Is your therapist good looking?
It's not bad looking, bro.
Yeah.
I think Danny would throw it in it.
I think I'm having a problem.
Now you having a problem? You want to go down there?
Does she wear dresses when she talks to you?
Skirts,
you know, stuff
or
she like
wear
that.
Pantsuit?
Yeah, she wears pantsuit. She loves Hillary, Joe. You should come by and see her.
Oh, well, we have to have an argument.
And there you go. So anyway, we played Sal Rosenberg from the Jerky Boys.
Oh.
Sal Rosenberg's alter ego, Saul Rosenberg's alter ego. Johnny Brennan will be on the show today, hanging out with us in the 7 o'clock hour. Going to be talking to us about, he's doing an event, he's doing a lot of stuff. I can't wait to get him on the phone because his movie actually was one of those first, because I've always said, I did talk about this in therapy, Joe, so I'll bring it up now.
Sure.
When I was younger.
Yeah.
Like, Danny knows this, I think. Me and Danny started hanging out in intermediate school, right? We were in junior high when we started hanging out with each other. When I was in, like, I led a very sheltered life when I was younger. Like, I was not privy to such information of the world.
I wasn't like living in a shelter.
It was not bad. They used to steal my shoes.
Oh.
You are a very sleazy man.
Well, that's what I am now. Yeah. But that is what I am now accustomed to, Billy.
Sure.
I did live a very sheltered life. I didn't know, like, when I watch older movies, like R-rated movies now, like classic movies and stuff, like for Animal House, for existence, I was very young. I wasn't even born when Animal House actually came out, but I was very young when it was even, you know, hit notoriety and everything else. But if you watch that today, they're just discussing everything that we talk about now.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I lived that life. I didn't know a lot of shit. I mean, I wasn't street smart, more so. I was very book smart.
Okay.
And that movie, The Jerky Boys, though.
Yeah.
Jerky Boys, the movie, literally was one of those ones, because I remember vividly, and I'll tell Johnny this.
Sure.
I remember vividly going to the shitty movie theater over near Danny's house, watching the shitty movie, having my sister Marianne pick us up, right? And she was going to drive me home.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if she was driving Danny home. You were with us, but I don't remember who else. And I think Kelly Dunn was with us, dude. It's a long fucking time ago. Long time ago. And we go through the whole scenario, watch the movie come out, and it used to be a music store right across from the movie theater.
Music, yeah, yes. Where you could get everything, and if you needed it, he could order it for you and have it in 2 days.
Yeah, so I went over there, and I tried to purchase the Jerky Boys album, not the soundtrack from the movie,
okay.
The album. I was underage. I was not allowed to. Sister actually had to. I gave her the money, but she bought it, and then I got it. That was my first, like, really foray into, I would say, dirty comedy.
Was this
the Jerky Boys?
X-rated comedy? I
mean, yeah.
No,
they talked about sex and stuff.
You remember after the PMRC? The PMRC with all that bullshit, putting like,
you know, he can't
labels
spell.
And warning labels, warning parents,
Tipper Gore.
And all of that shit.
Yeah.
That's when that came out after
When the mature sticker was on the album.
Put the thing on there, and all it did when they did that shit was increase sales on all the stuff.
That's great.
And I was one of those people that was helping the sales part. And I bought
don't you love when they try to prevent shit and it backfires?
Right. Oh yeah.
Well, isn't that always the case?
But that's what happened fucking with Married with Children. Everybody had a problem because, you know, Al was a chauvinist pig and all this, and he wrote letters back in the day to like advertisers, and some chick fucking did it.
Now you just cry on Facebook.
Yeah, but no, some chick did it, and then it got notoriety, and people wanted to see what the big deal was about, and that's how the show became a fucking hit.
And if I remember correctly, Hustler Magazine made that chick who wrote the letter. She became, I think, a douchebag of the week or douchebag of the
something.
Month.
And every now
asshole of the month, whatever it is.
But every now and then, if you watch Married with Children, they'll fucking make a reference to her.
Yeah.
They'll sit there and be like, oh, who complained? Probably some lady in whatever fucking state she was from.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. What's Deb talking about? Why is she asking if she's hot? You are hot.
Deb is hot, man.
We'd all stick our penis inside of you, okay?
Without a doubt.
All right, Deb, calm down. We all would.
Well, let's cut to the chase.
We all saw your titties in L.A.
Danny's the only one that slept with her.
Danny didn't sleep with her.
No, he did sleep with her. He said they were in the same bed.
He snored. He didn't even make a move.
Jesus.
I would have cupped a tit. I definitely would have cupped
a tit. Yeah, you could have made one of those, like, accidental moves, Danny. You know, like, oh, I'm sorry.
Dude, I would have at least rubbed my boner against her.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't mean to spoon.
Does it look like you jizzed all over your shirt?
Because it's shiny. Because
you did jizz all over.
I have a shiny shirt on. I'm sorry, Danny. We all can't wear gray today. I wore a little color today. I actually got back late from work, so this is what I wore to work today. Ooh. Sorry. I like to dress up and look festive on Jerky Turkey Eve, Danny. I'm sorry that you don't approve of it.
He just wanted a place where the gravy stains could appear later.
Yes. Well, that won't be. I won't have gravy until tomorrow. The wonderful, beautiful, the giving of the thanks doesn't happen until tomorrow, William. You would know that if you had someone to have Thanksgiving with. But I believe that your betrothed is going to be busy that day.
Right.
So you are going to be all alone eating a can of Dinty Moore stew. That you
I was going to go with spam.
I mean, Dinty Moore.
He's gonna carve, like, you know, a turkey out of fucking spam and
delicious.
There's a thought.
There you go.
I never thought of that. I get the cookie cutter and right over.
Look, it's turkey.
And then I could, like, put it in a microwave for 25 seconds. It'd be awesome.
In honor of Thanksgiving, I had turkey bacon for breakfast, if it helps. So there you go. By the way, Deborah is frantically pointing out that there was one bed and we had to sleep together, Danny. She wants to point that out to you. Who's all there? Well, we have me. I'm Uncle Eddie. You remember me. I'm the fat guy. We have Danny, who actually showed up to work today. And Billy over there in the hat. And then Joe.
Ooh.
She knows Joe, right?
Yeah, she knows Joe.
She's been here.
Joe. I haven't seen or talked to Dr. Deborah Leno, DelawareSexDoc.com, in I don't know how long. At one point, she was on CNN, she was on MSNBC,
she was too busy for us.
Oh, too busy.
And boy, do you need to analyze
it. Going out there, having a fucking party, and being all celebrity and stuff.
I
haven't seen her.
Make it quick, will you?
Why? We have to go to break?
All
right, let's go to break. When we come back, we'll talk about the story that Joe was alluding to.
What story was
when Joe was trying to figure out a conquistador.
Oh, yeah, Bizarro. Does anybody know about that?
No. We don't have that story. We do have a story about a man who thought it was a good idea to literally try to bring Christ to a bunch of savages. Now, we all know that that is not good for business. It is the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words. Yay!
You are a rich, gooey devil's food cake that I want to drop my face into and go.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout for four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Reefers.
Hey, this is Cheech.
And this is Chong.
And you're listening to Ham Radio.
With Uncle Eddie, man.
Hey, you got to be real high to still be listening to this.
Crap.
Thanks, man.
He's right on with that, isn't he?
Really?
Billy's favorite bands. Billy, sell this record. Who is this? Go ahead.
Journey? I don't know.
What?
How do you want to sell it?
Let's sell see. It. Before he starts the first lyric,
the touring band, the band that toured forever from San Francisco.
So close to turning Billy into a radio DJ yet. So close.
And which Steve is this?
Yeah.
Which, what, you mean Perry?
Yes, I said which Steve, because they got another guy after him.
Right, and they were Steve too.
This wasn't Filipino guy.
Right.
Change that, find you. It is the Ham Radio Show. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. In about half an hour, one half of the Jerky Boys and part of Fox, you know, he's on Family Guy as well. Johnny Brennan's going to be here on the show. It is one hell of a day here. It's Jerky Turkey Eve on the Big Show. 718-577-1389. Danny has returned to the program. Yeah. Hey, give him a punch. He's back. So we were talking about before when Joe was trying to figure out the conquistadors.
The Bizarro.
No, you were trying. You were no. You were thinking about the conquistadors.
The conquistador, please.
Starting Joseph.
That's as
Mr. Cotsacoado.
That's right.
Yeah, remember the Alamo.
Yes, please remember the Alamo.
Yeah. Oh, that was the guy. No, that was...
That was Davy Crockett, you idiot.
That wasn't Davy Crockett. It was Pee Wee Herman.
That was... Who was
it was Colonel Mustard in the dining room with the candlestick.
Who was the Mexican guy? Santa Ana. Santa.
It was Santa Ana?
Yeah, Santa.
Santa Claus?
I heard he was named after the wind.
It must have been the Christmas guy, Santa Claus.
By the way, just if anybody's joining us, Joe smoked weed before the show.
I did.
Just want to give you that little precursor so when the... Blithering idiot starts to speak today on the program.
Just a little.
It's gonna be. It's gonna be definitely just one of these kind of days. All right, people.
Right. Smoke weed every day.
Yeah.
he's fucking high.
He didn't even share with the rest of us.
No, he did not share with the rest of us. He did it all by his fucking self.
Greedy bastard.
All fucking just tripping out to the Who, rocking out. Oh, he put the black lights on. He was going nuts in here.
Rocking out with his cock out.
Rock out with your cock out. Jam out with your clam out, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Ham Radio Show.
Did you say cock out?
Nick, Johnny does voices for Mort and Horace on Family Guy, if you were wondering. I wasn't, because I knew that. But thank you, Nick, our Canadian Unified Network Technician, cunt. By the way, Nick, happy... 1 month after your Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because you're Canadian.
They have. Uh-huh. Do they have turkey in Canada?
Yeah. No, they eat elk.
Elk?
Elk. Yeah. Elk is very big.
Moose.
Let's see what Giggles has to say about that. She's still excited that Billy's moving out, so uh-huh. I can't get a word in edgewise. I'm sorry. Let's try one more time. Giggles? Nah. Very excited.
Right.
Moving on. We were talking about... The reason why Joe was thinking about the... Camp Cucamonga, or whatever the fuck he was thinking about, the conquistadors. Because there's a story that's circulating that I find incredibly fucking hilarious. A gentleman by the name of John Allen Chow, 26, was shot dead with arrows.
Hey, I got him down at 27.
Well, I got him at 26. I was shot
dead. Do I hit 28?
Because he 28.
Well, he ain't never making that now.
Come on, he's dead. He shot dead with arrows after he went to a remote North Sentinel Island, Danny.
That's right. Where it is. But where it's part of a...
It's off of India.
Right.
India is the next thing over.
Oh, okay.
North Sentinel Island last week, it's one of the world's most isolated regions.
Right.
They ban you, like, you're not even allowed to go within,
you can't even look at the place. They don't even want you looking at it on a map.
You can't go within 2 miles, it says, or 3 miles.
Yeah.
Is it a big island?
Well, it's in India's Andaman Islands.
Ah,
right.
It's off limits to visitors, like Danny was
correct.
Saying. Ricky Love is here, by the way. That's a visitor.
Welcome, Ricky.
Wait, Ricky, don't do anything yet. I've been feeling fine, baby.
Hey,
Ricky Love!
How come Ricky gets the good music?
Because he's fucking, his name is Ricky Love. So he gets the song on the button bar says love. Why would I not push it? Come on. Let's get it, huh?
I was just getting into it.
All right, anyway. So Ricky Love, how are you?
All right.
There we go. All right, so we're talking about a fucking moron. Did you hear about the moron that went to this island and got shot with bows and arrows?
Bows and arrows.
By savages and killed because he wanted to spread the word of the Lord to these morons.
Well, he's with the Lord now.
Yeah, he's definitely sitting on the right hand of the Father.
That was the fucking smartest thing Joe said in the last half hour.
Pretty much.
With arrows in his ass?
Arrows in his ass. 26 years old, shot dead. Chow, by the way, had paid local fishermen to help him get to the island.
Right. There were six of them.
Yes.
They
on the SS Minnow.
It was a dinghy.
It was a dinghy?
Yeah. And he tied the kayak to it, so this way when he could get close, he would send himself over. And apparently when he made it to the island, they started right away shooting at him, and he just kept walking towards them. So they hit him a few times. Yeah.
Can I also point out that Billy actually did research or read something on his own computer? Without me asking, hey, Billy, can you bring up that story?
Hey, Billy, were there poison arrows or something?
No, they just... No. Nobody goes to this island to find out, Joe.
Yes,
they don't even know the population. It's either between 40 and 200.
Or 8 million. They don't know.
Some country must own that island, right?
They do. They banned them from going...
You can't go within 3 miles of the island because they kill
you. I said they never seen the white man before. I gotta tell you something.
This sounds like a James Bond plot because there's probably Dr. No has a big complex on there. Nobody knows about it, and they're gonna.
It's one of the only.
See, you're going James Bond. I was more going.
Yeah,
it's definitely more indie.
The aliens or something. You know?
It's one of the few tribes in the entire world that's never seen or came into contact with civilization.
That's a likely
story.
And they don't
want to.
They must smell so bad.
Really.
Yeah, but. Weren't the arrows a hint? Take your ass back.
Once the first one hit me, I'd be like, okay, got your point.
They don't want to
hear. Once they start shooting at you, let me get the hell out of here.
The power of Christ compelled
him. You to move forward, I guess.
Jesus.
The only thing they do is every now and then is to fly over it just to get like an overview of the population, mm-hmm. but they won't send anybody there to like study them or any
kind
of surveillance.
Because every time anybody's gone there over and over
they
again,
kill you
they have... express that they want to be left alone by killing whatever comes near them.
Yeah, but why don't somebody go there and talk to them? You know, like
they can't get near them. They kill you as soon as you hit the fucking beach.
Joe, you really gotta stop smoking weed before the show.
I don't know if there's any pitches.
Send Dr. Phil over there.
Joe,
you can get around with that. You wear a suit of armor until they talk to you.
We have a clip from the chief.
Okay.
From the chief of the island.
Okay.
He says. Somebody asked a question, should we ever fuck with these savages? And this is what the chief said.
Just do it!
Okay? He yelled at them. He was warning them. Jeff.
When they first discovered this tribe, like the fucking, they flew over with a fucking helicopter and they were shooting bows and arrows at the fucking helicopter.
In 2004, after that tsunami they had over there.
Tsunami.
It says so in the picture right here.
Billy's reading. By the way, he was shot but safely able to return to the boat where he penned a letter to his parents and several journal entries about his encounter. Chow detailed how he was committed to teaching the tribe about Jesus.
See, now that's different from how they have it listed here.
Well, this is the real news. This is the Daily Mail.
I got Sky News, so I don't know.
Well, Sky News is British.
Right.
This is different. Don't fucking... This is...
He's thinking of the Daily Mail porn site that he visits.
M-A-L-E.
Any event. According to this, they say, like, those six fishermen that brought him there, they seen that they, like, were shooting at him, and then they tied a rope around his neck and dragged him off. But when they went back the next day when they went back to search for him, they found the body on the beach.
With a rope around his neck.
You know, like
they turned that motherfucker into a piñata.
And they put him back. Like, all right, he'll go back.
I'm going to hit this fucker.
They didn't cook him.
Damn right.
And now they're looking to prosecute the six fishermen for bringing him there, too.
After he returned to the island the following day, the fishermen said that they saw the tribesmen dragging Chow's body away. So the fishermen, all right. Did he go back? Because now I'm hearing two different stories.
Right,
now I'm hearing
that's
what
I got on this.
All right, because now we're hearing that in the letter, by the way, that was dated November 16th, Chow asked his parents not to be mad at the tribe or at God if he was killed.
Okay.
So that was nice.
That was nice of him.
Yeah. Very nice guy.
Can anyone else, If there's a chance that you're going to come up against cannibals, is there a better last name to have than Chow?
Yeah, really.
Your name is food, motherfucker. That's your name.
How's the chow?
How's the chow? He's delicious. But did you get one of these fucking nipples? They're chewy. Oh, God.
This is brother roast beef.
A-U, you know.
Yeah, chow.
Right.
Yeah, it's chow.
If it was O-W, yeah.
Oh, my God. Literal Bill. Oh, get the fuck out of here.
They not reading this shit.
There's no fucking, you got no sound there. Nothing from literal Bill.
Let me see. Hold on, literal Bill fucked it up. Well, we'll get Billy, bro, and we'll also give Bill. Bill, you know what? Go yourself, we'll also give Billy one of these. But how the fuck are you really? How? First off, these are fucking savages. They can't spell, Bill. They're not sitting there going C-H-O-W
a fucking sundial to tell time. Yeah.
No, they don't even use that.
They know nothing about your God.
Yeah, they're going,
this guy was good enough to pay £275 to get himself killed.
Well, you know that they're, you know, Jesus has a lot of
smart,
money.
They were smart fishermen. It was fucking easy money.
Well, you know they're not going to believe in a God if they're around there running around there half naked eating each other.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. But first off, he has horrible handwriting, by the way. Because now I have a copy of the note here.
Yeah, but he had a couple of arrows in it.
That's the fisherman?
Yeah, this is Chow up here.
Oh, that's Chow. Wow.
That's Chow.
That was the main
course.
He was the main course.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Bobby. Bobby. I just said Bobby instead of Billy.
Just do it!
Billy! Chow!
Yes.
I guess he hit the chow line, huh?
Hi-yo! It must have been chow time. Hi-yo!
They made him roast beef.
Shut up, you fucking pothead!
Fucking haven't been on a show in 2 months, and then
nothing's changed. This is the same show. The same fucking
Should've
show.
Just fucking went back to work.
I know.
They ate them.
Brian and Mary, or Mom and Dad. Wow. Why would you have to write that?
I don't know.
Like, they didn't figure if they found the body, they would know.
I think
he's
dead.
He probably has a mom and dad. Yeah. Why do we need to know their first names?
I know.
I don't.
So they can go, hey, Mary, is this your idiot son?
Wow.
Yeah. Is your son, are you Mr. and Mrs. Chow?
So,
well, guess what?
Do these people have to face charges now for
murder? Joe, they're coming down and they're going to arrest all the natives.
Yeah.
They have a police description. It was the ones wearing the loincloths. Yeah.
Do they wear loincloths? How do you
fucking
know?
Fucking dumb dumb.
I mean, is it hot where it is, or is it cold? What kind of place is it?
Let's say it's near India.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go cold.
It's cold over there?
Very cold.
Oh, well, then they must have worn more than loincloths.
They were wearing parkas. They were wearing parkas.
Parkas, yeah.
Joe, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you go outside and still just see if it's nighttime?
Well, no, it's true. Where they are, they got, like, the Eskimos developed to kill the bears, so they got clothes.
On a high, I don't know what fucking, Giggle said she wants to slap you if you don't leave Billy alone.
What the fuck am I getting slapped? This cock nugget took 3 years to move out of an apartment and move in with you.
There's nothing wrong with being precise. Leave my man alone, or I will go there and smack you.
Yeah. This monkey fucker, first off, was
Jesus
not.
Christ.
How the fuck is he precise?
I think she should smack you.
How is he precise?
I mean, he does need a good smacking.
He literally took.
Yeah.
You're teaming up on Billy, man.
No, this motherfucker. Wait, hold on. Wait, Ricky Love, first off, doesn't know the whole saga.
No, he doesn't.
Let us explain. Billy, when did you get engaged?
He doesn't.
You don't even remember? It was so long ago. Right. Okay.
It was Christmas.
It was Christmas when? Christmas, 1845.
Yes. Picture it.
It was Christmas. Before this guy died.
Leaving long engagements.
Yes.
Very long engagements.
Yeah.
He's been moving out of my apartment and he's been renting for me for at least 2 to 3 years.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I had to make sure I had all the shirts. Uh-huh. You see, I have a lot of shirts.
Actually,
and
I do.
If I don't get all my shirts, I can't leave the house.
Yeah.
You understand? Okay. So that's been going on for about 2 to 3 years. All right. We find out today on the show, we had an exclusive, Ricky, that Billy is finally.
Allegedly.
We haven't seen it yet. I'm going to believe it when it fucking happens.
Me too.
Supposedly, the end of this month, Billy is posada non grata anymore. He's gone.
Yeah.
All right. He's leaving. He's not wanted there. He's going to move into a new home, an apartment, with his two new stepchildren, even though they're not married yet. Ooh. And Giggles, his girlfriend slash fiance slash caregiver, who is very excited. Let's go to Giggles. Very excited.
And now apparently bodyguard.
And now bodyguard, who wants to fight me. That's her war cry. Wants to fight me because I literally am pointing out that Billy has not left the house. He only leaves for work and comes home.
Yeah, he's a busy man.
That's it.
Man.
He's a fucking hermit.
He's a good guy.
In every sense of the word. He doesn't go out and see the world. He goodness. Literally gets in a car, goes to the job.
The world.
Yeah, you have not seen the world. What have you seen, Billy?
I've seen the world.
Billy, remember when you used to have hopes and dreams? When did that stop?
When I joined this show?
There you
yeah.
Go. Right,
Giggles? Changed for me.
Yeah.
I feel like she got a good man. He don't go nowhere.
Shut up, pothead. And by that, I meant Joe, not you, Giggles. You can keep screaming.
Now she said she's going to smack you anyway for no other reason than her own amusement.
All right, well then, fucking, I'm going to bend over and you smack my ass for a while, and I'm going to enjoy it. Yeah. How about that?
That's right.
How about that?
She's going to fucking.
There you go.
She's going to smack you your ass today and watch it shake till next Thanksgiving.
Giggles, why don't you fucking get on a plane or get in a dinghy and row down to the fucking North Sentinel Island? All right, look for a new place to build an apartment with Billy.
Yeah,
and I go, Chief. Go speak to Chief Runamuck.
And make sure you when he's down cross, there.
Yeah,
a crucifix.
Yeah, wait. Let's get the proper music. You get in the plane, and you and Billy go down, and you fight each. You just fight the natives, and you get your own piece of land right on North Sentinel Island. That's
beachfront
your job.
Property.
Beachfront. You just step over Chow. Well, by the way, Billy wants you to know, by the way, he spelled C-H-A-U.
Right.
Because he's an asshole. Fucking Billy, God damn it. Hey, she's got to fucking marry it. So.
Is that how you spell chow mein when you say chow mein?
You bet your ass.
No, it's not. Stop saying you bet your ass. It's not how you spell it.
It's got any Advil. Joe's
chow,
giving me a headache.
Dude, chow mein is C-H-O-W. Okay. Chow. Yeah. Chow mein.
Chow mein.
Not like Billy's best friend who died, which was C-H-A-U.
Right.
Which he wants you to know that.
How do you spell chow? Like chow the puppy, the dog chow.
That's C-H-O-W.
He's a chow, dog chow?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, chow young fat is what?
It's like
chow young fat is C-H-O-W.
Yeah.
Okay. Chow young fat.
Chow young
fat. Chow young fat.
He has no fucking clue.
I don't know.
He has no clue.
I'm still working up his arm.
But see, Ricky's black, and the black people do love the martial art movies.
Oh, yeah.
They do. They love it. I know my black
matter of
history.
Fact, the RZA is opening up a martial art fucking kung fu theme in the movie theater that's opening up on my house.
That's Alamo.
Ricky, do you know who Pizarro was?
No.
No.
He
no.
doesn't. Nobody
you know why?
Does.
Because it didn't exist.
No, there was a Spanish conquistador named Pizarro.
Conquistador? It's conquistador.
How about a conqueror?
A conqueror. Maybe he was a conqueror. He was like one of those guys. Isn't that what a conquistador is?
A conquistador.
Yeah.
Was a man in a funny hat.
He drove a horse.
Sometimes you wear stretchy pants.
That's what he did. He was a conquistador.
He was a conquistador. Can you learn how to say it right?
All right. First of all,
it's conquistador.
It's Pizarro. Francisco Pizarro.
Francisco Ronaldo?
Was he a
Francisco Pizarro Gonzalez was a Spanish conquistador.
Conquistador.
Conquistador. You gotta say it like Joe, so Joe can understand.
Jesus Christ.
Who led an expedition that conquered the Inca Empire.
Yeah.
So far we were right. Mayans, not. Yeah. Well, it was the Incas.
Yeah.
The guy that was.
And the guy's name was Gonzalez.
That was his last name. He was related to Geraldo Rivera.
He captured and killed the Incan emperor. I can't even fucking pronounce that.
Yeah.
Atta Hoopla.
Yeah, big name.
Atta Hoopla.
Aguilahana.
A-T-A-H-U-A-L-P-A.
Anakahakala.
Steve.
Speed.
And claim the lands that he took from
that's what
from
they
Spain.
Called it for short. They called it speed.
Ricky, would you like to help me out with that word?
No.
Oh, you suck.
That was his nickname.
Thanks, Ricky.
Speed. No.
And I bring you on the show, Ricky, and you give us that.
I knew there was a guy. What was that, Pizarro, right?
I'm not a spelling expert.
Pizarro.
I know, that's what I said.
Not Pizarro. Not piss, like I'm taking a Pizarro.
P-I-Z.
I was P-I-Z. Close.
Isn't the last name Gonzalez you just said, though?
Francisco Pizarro, Gonzalez.
Yeah.
They all have it
Guadalupe
Spanish.
Geraldo Rivera.
Yeah, that's right. He was related to Geraldo.
He was.
Of course, the other one was.
I wish we could open your brain up,
yeah,
just like Geraldo opened up Capone's vault, and we'd find the same shit. Three old bottles and dust. That's what I fucking... I just want that to be happening right now. More about Gonzalez.
Oh, that's cruel, man. That's cruel.
The one that, yeah, that fucking conquered the fucking Aztecs was Cortez.
Were they fucking Aztecs?
They were fucking Aztecs.
They were just fucking...
They were
not
fucking,
the regular variety.
They were fucking when he went over there and...
Right.
Oh, Cortez.
Excuse me. I was wanting to know if you were fucking. Are you fucking?
No, Cortez was a very important man. He invented the corset for women. Yeah, you know, he put the whale bones.
Can I get a fucking womp, womp, womp?
Wait, I don't know if that's accurate, though.
It's true. He was a corset, Cortez, whatever.
You son of a bitch.
Yes. Wow. So I got a history lesson today.
Yes, today you have learned a history
lesson. Today I got a history lesson. All right.
Let's see if Giggles is okay with this. Oh, I cut her off. I'm sorry, Giggles. The joke works better when you just let her do it.
I swear.
I didn't do that. Yeah. I was wearing my corset. And it was fucking me up.
I'm afraid.
We have to go to break because he's going to be calling in at 7 o'clock.
Oh.
So we have John Brennan, the one half of the Jerky Boys, calling in. We played the Saul Rosenberg before. I'm going to bring my glasses and all my shoes.
Right.
But he also, as Nick pointed out, our Canadian Unified Network technician, our cunt from Canada, that he also plays Morty, Morty Goldman. On Family Guy, and he also plays, who was the other one he said he plays?
Oh, shit. He plays Mort and...
Mort and Saul Rosenberg.
No, fucking, there's another character, I just can't think of the name.
But he also played Frank Rizzo.
Right.
And he played, he's all, hello there, sizzle nuts. You know, yeah, Frank Rizzo. Open your ears, jackass.
I just watched a Family Guy episode when they fucking try to rescue Mort from Nazi Germany.
Yes.
Oh, that was
that's what I'm saying. He's a major character on Family Guy. So we have like a really big guest coming up. And I got potheads over here talking about fucking the Mayans and the Incas.
Yeah,
and
but
the,
we cleared it up,
Ponce
though.
De Leon.
Ponce de Leon.
Battery Boy found the information. We cleared it up.
Thank God Danny came
Battery
to work
boy.
Today.
Yeah.
It's a long story.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
We'll get to that later. It is the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389. When we come back, we're going to have one half of the Jerky Boys on Jerky Turkey Eve. Ooh, John Brennan. After these words. Yeah, baby.
Anything's possible with Commander Cuckoo Bananas in charge.
This is Ham Radio, and my God, it's so gay!
If you mean the old English definition of fun, enjoyable, and carefree, then yes, it's extremely gay.
I think they meant the other definition.
You're listening to Ham Radio. We're more than just TNA.
Are you very sure you're not homosexual?
Take a moment. Digest all that bull. We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances. The hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut and style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Jeff Bridges, the dude.
Oh, I am not Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
You are listening to...
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
Ham Radio.
Understand, like, he starts singing before I turn his mic on, so all you get is you get like a cut in.
But he sings so good.
No, he doesn't. He so doesn't.
Oh, was that me who was singing?
Yeah, that was Joe that was singing that. Not Billy.
Yeah, baby.
It is the Ham Radio Show. Jerky Turkey Eve. Wow. We're hanging out here on the air right now. 718-577-1389. In a little bit, we got John Brennan. One half of the Jerky Boys. That's why it's Jerky right. Turkey Eve on the show today.
Is he related to Walter Brennan?
Yes, he totally is. Why don't you ask him that when he
Could be. You never know. I mean, you know, Brennan is a very...
you know, he comes from a long line of conquistadors, by the way. I don't know if you know that.
Yes. His middle name is Pizarro.
Alfonso de Alvarado.
Good fighting fuckers named conquistadors.
Guy Pizarro, conquistador. Brennan.
It was Gonzalez, first of all. The guy's last name was Gonzalez, and he's still fucking
Geraldo
up.
Geraldo Rivera.
His name's not Geraldo. I don't even know where you're getting Geraldo.
Geraldo.
Yeah. Craig Geraldo.
Dead.
Right now, rest in peace. 718-577-1389. Ricky Love hanging out with us as well.
Yeah.
A lot of shit that, we were talking about my hours at work being changed. So I don't know. We might be doing
a later show.
Some later, like starting at 7.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed out, man. The street lights come on.
Yeah, your mom wants you home.
I got to be home.
Don't you just hate when it gets dark early? I hate it.
Stop talking about Ricky. He's in the studio.
Well, no.
Racist. God, you're racist.
Wow.
That was Joe. That wasn't me.
Joe, what's that in your hand?
He's burning a cross.
No.
What do you mean? What do you mean with
Joe? What do you got in your hand, Joe? Hurry up. You got about 2 minutes to like let everybody know.
Oh, he started doing the bit without me?
Possibly.
That cocksucker.
They're
Joe, back there burning crosses.
I don't know. Maybe Billy might want to do his job and turn off the music.
Derp, 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 der
You were replaced by a puppet, by the way.
He's kind of cute.
So that's the Danny puppet. By the way, Danny returning to the show today.
Hi, Danny. You're the real me.
Can I have a blowjob?
Okay.
See, we knew somebody was going to blow the puppet.
Okay.
All right, let's see. This might be John. Let's see right now.
I'm going to hide.
Let's see. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
Yes, hey, it's Johnny Brennan.
Hey! Hey!
Welcome to Ham Radio.
Johnny Brennan on the phone, one half of the Jerky Boys. How are you, Johnny?
What's going on? I'm getting a little reverb. You guys all right?
Yeah, we're fine. You sound very nice right now, sir.
That sounds good. You sound
sexy.
Yeah, he does sound sexy. He does do that. Did you, by the way, Johnny, I got to ask this question, and I'm not trying to be a dick. Did you, like, lose a bunch of weight and hit the gym? Because your new press pictures, you look jacked.
Ooh. Well, thank you. That's very nice of you.
Thank you. I'm very nice. I'm a very nice guy.
I think he wants to date
you. Yeah, actually, I'll be honest with you. I actually sized down big time. Like, when I did the movie, I was, like, 230. Ooh. And, you know, pretty stocky built and... You know, been, you know, just watching lately and just keep working out and whatnot, but I'm down to about 185 now.
Oh, wow. That's a hell of a way up.
Yeah. What did you do? What was the regimen that got you to that weight?
Just hardcore, better diet. Doesn't have to be perfect. Much better diet and obviously cut out lots of carbs and stick to the, you know, the healthier proteins.
Yeah, but I like carbs.
Yeah, me too.
That's everybody does.
Yeah, that's my issue.
Yeah. Ooh. Everybody who's fat, raise your hand.
Ah!
There you go.
Even the puppet raised its
hand. The puppet. That fucking puppet's really fat, I'll tell you that right now.
I'll tell you, it's full of cotton.
Yeah. It's all I'm full of fucking flour. All right, so tons of stuff to get into, because I was telling these guys before we were building up that you were coming on tonight. Your movie, when you were big fat... At 235, you said?
Yeah, but I wasn't fat. I was very burly.
He was very burly. He was husky.
That's what they all say.
Yeah, I look pretty damn good, man.
You do. And you do.
Absolutely.
So he was. That movie was one of those things in life that I will never forget. It's one of those things that kind of changed my life. Because after seeing the movie, I was telling the guys here, after seeing the movie, I legitimately ran across, there was a music store in the same parking lot, ran across, tried to buy one of the Jerky Boy albums, one of the many Jerky Boy albums that were out at the time, tried to buy the album, couldn't, had to give my money to my sister, Marianne, who bought the thing for me. So I can learn about, Sizzle Chest and Frank Rizzo and Sol Rosenberg and all the stuff that I was watching in that movie. That movie did kind of, was like, not my first, like, I want to say
foray
into the filthy kind of dirty comedy. Because I did. I led a very sheltered life. Now I'm a totally different person. But back then, it was like a kind of glimpse into a world I didn't know, and I have to thank you guys for that. I got to thank the Jerky Boys.
Well, if you Google it, you'll see there was really nothing. It was very clever comedy. There's nothing in the Jerky Boys movie that's gory or too sexual. Or the reason the movie was rated R is because there was more than one F-bomb dropped.
Right.
And
yeah.
As far as the DVDs go back in the day, or the CDs, I should say, your sister probably had to buy, because thanks to Tipper Gore, she came out with all these, R ratings for records. And, you know, in the Jerky Boys, my CDs, you know, Frank Rizzo drops F-bombs here and there, and Jack Torrance, the gay character. But for the most part, outside that, the Jerky Boys is not about, you know, gratuitous cursing. There was never any gratuitous nonsense in my work.
No, absolutely. But it was the other things, like when you guys climb out the window on the hot dogs. And you ask
ask
Jamal if these cocks will hold us up.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
It's stuff like that that will always stick with me. And I go, holy shit. He said cocks. And then my brain was like, what's a cock? Because I didn't know at the time. I was a kid. I didn't know. And I was like, I had to learn. And then that led me down a road of, oh, cocks. Huh, I have one of those, I guess. And blah, 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 blah. And it goes through that whole thing. And I'm telling you, that movie did definitely change my horizon view. Everything changed because of that movie. So, and then listening to the CD, I learned a lot of stuff. I'm telling you, you guys should be applauded. You guys did change the game when it comes to prank phone calls and how they're presented. How many people, I mean, can say that, number one, they changed the genre? And right. You guys did.
Right. Well, you know, it's pretty amazing. Rolling Stone magazine actually did a feature story on me and said that, you know, Johnny Brennan, it was, you know, creator of the Jerky Boys, the call that changed comedy forever. And, it, you know, comedy was never the same. You know, before the Jerky Boys and my characters, this world of characters hit the scene, you know, you always had just guys standing up on stage, you know, telling jokes and you know, putting together rehearsed jokes and doing stand-up stuff that they practice and they rehearse for a lot of hours. And I've always said, my hat's off to stand-up comedians, man, because that's a tough gig. You know, it's not an easy gig. So, but I was into more remote and more like improvisational theater of the mind, where I created characters that I wanted people to see. For example, if you take any of my bits, if you take, let's say, you take Sol Rosenberg riding around on his motor scooter and he crashes. I wanted people to actually see, like, what I was explaining. I was trying to create a movie that they could see in their head right. as I was telling the story in these phone pranks. Yeah. And to me, they were not funny. They were not, you know, I'm not going to be chuckling, ha, 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 funny, ha, ha, laugh, laugh. To me, if I'm talking about I just hit a telephone pole and I had a motorcycle and it came apart and the sidecar went hit some people, to me, that's really happening at the time. It's a very serious issue, and I stuck so close to the character. That's why you never hear me laughing during any of my Jerky Boys tracks.
No, you never broke character, and I think that's but you did, and that's what it was. It was theater of the mind, which was a precursor. Look, I was, at that time period, that's when I was going through my renaissance of life and also learning that I wanted to be on the radio. Like, and so right. you painted that picture. That's why a lot of radio guys all over stole your shit, and they used to play yeah. it on the air, like from here to Timbuktu. And a lot of radio guys were like, "Ha, we got some prank phone calls coming at you, zany morning radio." Blah. And they would play like Jerky Boy stuff. And you guys, I don't think half of them gave you the credit that you guys deserve. That's
no, they didn't. That went on, and it still goes on 35 plus years later. You know, they're still doing the same thing, and that, you know, they're saying, "Hey, morning shock jocks, and morning radio, and morning this, and afternoon drive. We're going to do some awesome prank phone call." I mean, they've been doing it for years, and you know, they still. Howard Stern said it best. You know, he said, "You'll never recreate the Jerky Boys. It will never happen."
Yeah, no. That's why we don't do prank phone calls. Like, we don't do that, because to me, now it's hacky. Now it's hacky to do fake phone calls in that vein, because you guys did them so well that it's like the level to reach and the level to, like you just said, you painted a picture. When you think of Sol Rosenberg, you had an image in your head of what Sol Rosenberg looked like and how he fell down in the arena and he lost his toupee and his glasses and his shoes and all that stuff.
Right.
You right. literally, you painted a picture. So now,
right. well,
these other right. guys try to do it and they suck donkey ass at it. It's not the same.
Right. It's you know, it. For, and another thing, too, another reason why, you know, Howard Stern was able to kind of pick it out, he said, you know, the truth of the matter is that why it won't come around again is because Johnny's not just creating this stable of characters. The characters are my mom, my dad, my uncle, friends, family members. And what I've done over the years is just taking something that was hysterically funny. For example, my mom. Whenever you hear Sol Rosenberg or you hear me on Family Guy doing Mort Goldman, I'm literally tapping into my mom and exactly what she would say and situations and her inflection. So both Sol Rosenberg and Mort Goldman are based on my mom. Whenever you hear Frank Rizzo and me going off like, "Yeah, open your fucking ears, jackass." Whenever you hear stuff like that, you know, that's based on my father. That Frank Rizzo right. is my dad. So that's why the formula is timeless. And I have no doubt, man, for generations to come, people are going to just love these Jerky Boys characters.
Well, that's the thing. They stood the test of time so far. We're talking about how long ago did you make the first album?
The first album's official release was 91 or 92, but that's official. Right. No, the bootleg was on the streets for Jesus, 15, 20 years before that.
So that's what I'm saying. And we're talking, it's 2018. And we're talking about it still. Like, you're still a relevant, even though, like, you might not be, like, on the tip of every, you're not on the Tonight Show every fucking night or whatever the hell case may be. You're one of those pioneers that did something that you also, I mean, think about it this way. Your Sol Rosenberg morphed into Mort, which got you on Family Guy, one of the highest rated, it's on Fox, it's on Adult Swim, it's everywhere. There's action figures, there's dolls that have the voice in it, the whole nine yards. You are iconic in that. You've now become, the characters have become more than just voices on a phone line or voices in a booth somewhere.
Exactly. And, you know, the beautiful thing about the Jerky Boys is that was the intent from day one. I was just a kid doing these voices. You know, I can go back as far as 1966, 67, where, you know, I came up with the famous God and Baby Jesus line.
God,
you know,
and Baby Jesus?
And you remember that line?
Oh, I love one.
God, Baby Jesus, help us. That goes back to when I was a child. And my mom scolded me for putting the baby Jesus in the manger before Christmas Day. Yeah, and cause, you know, my mom and I were out front the house setting up a nice manger. Back in those days, if you set up everything and it looked really pretty, they would take pictures and put your house in the newspaper.
Right.
So you're talking, you know, 66, 67, and I'm sitting there all happy helping my mom. She's decorating, puts a Mary and Joseph. And I just thought I was being helpful. I reached in to put in the baby Jesus, and my mom, just like Sol, she goes like this. She goes, "Hey, Adley, what the fuck are you doing? What's wrong with you? You don't put the baby Jesus. That's the baby Jesus. Is there something wrong with you? Baby Jesus doesn't go in until Christmas morning." And that stuck in my fucking head for the rest of my life.
See, the emotional scars, people, is what builds creative people. That's why I'm very creative. That's why Billy is Billy. And that's why...
Right.
Ricky Love is, you know, we all have emotional shit from our pasts that make us creative and thus make us just like Johnny Brennan, who's on the phone right now, one half of the Jerky Boys. And also, you play a ton of characters on Family Guy, right, too?
Yeah, I do. I do. I've been on Family Guy since day one, a long time now. I've been, you know, I actually read for the part of Peter, the lead character, Peter. I read for Peter before there actually was a Family Guy.
So, like, Seth was like, "Nah, I'll fucking do that."
I don't know. I don't know how it all wound up, but I do know Seth wanted me on the show, and I actually read for Peter before there was a show. I still have the script in my house here that they sent me. And but I guess the producers of the show at the time, you know, they were like, "Oh, whoa, you know, telling Seth, because Seth was young and he was just coming in. And they probably were like, "Seth, you know, Johnny's got these Frank Rizzo and he's got these Jack Torres and these gay characters. He's got all this other stuff. I don't know, Seth, if we want to make this part of this whole Fox." So I think what they did was they kind of put me off to the side for a while. And Seth was relentless. He wanted me on that show. So when the show started, they came, you know, Seth came, flew to New York and asked if they could use Sol Rosenberg on the Family Guy. And I said, "Well, Sol Rosenberg's a Jerky Boys character, so I said I'll come up with a character very similar, a little different, but similar, and we'll have him on Family Guy." And there's the birth of Mort Goldman.
You see, but this is what I'm saying. The amazingness. Do you see that?
Right, and the character that you painted, that was the image he probably had of that character. And
that vivid picture that Johnny painted. Seth MacFarlane, another creative juggernaut, a man that literally was drawing animation when he was like 12, was sitting there, and he was working with Hanna-Barbera and all these other giant, masters of industry when it comes to cartoons. Had in his head, he knew, "I want to have this guy who does the voice of Sol Rosenberg and all the other Jerky Boy stuff. I want to have him on my show," because it is exactly what Billy just said. He painted it. I could put money. I would love to talk to Seth, because I bet you money it was, "I listened to this shit the same way like I did and everybody else did," when you listen to it and you visualized what he looked like.
Who the person was.
And he was like, "I swear to God, I want that character on my show." That's what I want.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Seth, don't forget, Seth is a huge fan of mine. Seth MacFarlane grew up. He grew up listening to myself when he was only 10, 11 years old.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Seth MacFarlane, much like Little Uncle Eddie and much like everybody else, we're all giant fans of you. Like, dude, when I reached out to you to be on the show, it was, yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to plug your show here and everything else and zippity-doo and all that good stuff that we do in radio. But it was the point of having you on and just to say thank you for the things that you've done. I am a huge fucking fan of yours, and it's an amazing deal that you're on my show tonight.
Well, I appreciate that very much. I appreciate the kind words. And, you know, the Jerky Boys has been able to, like, with all these characters, the different characters, everybody has a favorite. Everybody, you know, some people love Jack, my gay character. Some people love my Puerto Rican transvestite character, Rosine. You know, I got so many characters I've done over the years, and I've got so many. I actually just put together a bunch of new characters I'm probably going to be doing for a new record. Either way, I gotta make sure I do the favorites because people, you know, but there's so many characters. If you take a look, Big Old Badass Bob the Cattle Rustler, he's one of the most famous, beloved Jerky Boys characters. And I think he only appears like maybe two, three, or maybe tops, maybe four times.
But that's what they happen when you capture lightning in a bottle. That's what happens. They only have to appear once, and they're going to be, if you got it, you got it. It's like when you struck oil, this is it. We don't have to dig any more holes. This is the one. We got the one that's good, and that's it. Like, that's something that's all you need is like a couple of times, or one time even. I know for a fact when I heard the album, I fell in love with each and every one of those characters, you know, separately, because they were so separate. Like, you know how, like, sometimes when you hear a guy that does voiceover work, and he'll do voiceover work, and you can hear the voice, the same voice in each character? Like, sometimes he has a certain voice, and it's like, okay, we know that that's Johnny doing that voice, whatever, right? But it's not. Yours, they're very distinct. Like, well, if you would amuse me for 4 seconds, do Sal Rosenberg for a second.
Well, you see, I was going to come on the show, and I was going to bring my shoes and my glasses, so we had them.
All right, now do Frank Rizzo.
Is he in? I don't need to talk to you, Jerky. Get Brett where I said.
That's what I'm saying. It sounds like two different fucking. That's what I'm saying. It's two different entities done by the same guy.
There's a whole, and you know, a lot of times you got to get in the mindset for each character.
Right.
Yeah. And if you listen to some of my calls, like on, especially Jerky Boys 3, that's my personal favorite record. I love them all. I love all the records. I love them all. I love 1, I love 2, I love 3. They're all special for their own reasons. But if you listen on 3, there's sometimes pauses because I had people call me. So I put ads in the newspapers and I had all kinds of calls coming in. So you'll see when the phone rings, I would be very reluctant to introduce a character. You might just hear me go, like I might just say in my own breath, like just like that, or just make a noise so that they knew somebody was on the phone. And then they would answer. And then once they would answer, I would hear, oh, okay. Like this one woman, for example, called for a chainsaw. I had no idea what character I was going to do or what I was going to do until I hear the person's voice and my brain instantly hops to, okay, this guy's going to be perfect for this voice, meaning, right, you know, the other person on the other end.
Yeah.
And if you listen to a perfect example of that is Sal's chainsaw shock. You can Google it. It's when, a woman calls for a chainsaw, and I was Sal Rosenberg, and I say, I was sitting in my recliner. I say, okay, let me go look and see if I still have that chainsaw. And I get up, and I trip over my dog, and it's one of the best. You got to play. When you get a chance, play. It's called Sal's Chainsaw Shop.
I'll play it when we come out of the break. I definitely will.
Right. Awesome.
But this is what I'm saying. I get happy. Because I'm a creative guy. I get happy when someone can take a skill like... Ricky knows what I'm talking about. Because we talk about all these creative motherfuckers that are around us and that don't get a shot. I am so happy when someone who has a creative... Look, he put ads in paper. No one was doing this when they were making prank phone calls. When people were making prank phone calls back in the day, it was like, hey, is your refrigerator running? Yeah, yeah. You better go fucking get it. Like stupid Joe jokes that we would hear all the time.
Hey, and what do you mean by that?
Well, I'm just saying, it's like your old, very old school jokes. And this guy, and Jamal, right, your fucking partner there, went out there. And
He's been gone. He quit 23 years ago.
Yeah,
he's
I know.
Been gone forever, right? Yeah, I, you know, he split a long time ago. But the Jerky Boys just, the Jerky Boys fan base out there is insane.
Yeah.
So, the stable of characters never stops. It keeps going.
Saturday night, December 1st, 9 p.m. at the Kingsland, which...
I think the doors open at 8 because there's also a VIP meet and greet. So I think it's 8 o'clock and then it goes on from there. And it's at Kingsland in Brooklyn. And Ticketfly is where I think the VIPs, I'm not sure. I think they may be sold out. But there may still be seating at Ticketfly. Johnny Brennan, Ticketfly.com.
Yeah, 269 Norman Avenue in Greenport, Brooklyn is where the Kingsland is, right?
I believe so, yep.
All right, because I want to make sure, because I want people to go to this thing. It's December 1st, so we're saying the doors open at 8, so you can have the VIP treatment if you've already gotten your tickets for that. But
right.
9 o'clock is the actual show. Now, what could they be expecting on this show, man?
I did one at the Gotham Comedy Club, and it was a huge success. Just like me and you were talking now, it's a Q&A because obviously you guys know what I do, my brand of comedy. My brand of comedy is what it is. I don't stand around practicing stand up and do stand up. So people, what they do is they come in and we play some bits and then people have tons of questions. Johnny, in this particular skit, or Johnny, hey man, how did you do? Or, you know, people go nuts. And not just that, they want to hit me with tons of shit that happened to them with their experiences of the Jerky Boy.
Because I think people were touched by the albums. I'm telling you, I think that so many people, you guys are like a disease. You guys infected so many people, but in a good way. You know what I'm saying? In a good way, like a disease. Like it was like a plague that took over.
E. coli.
Yeah, like E. coli. Someone ate the wrong burger and it just infected everybody. It was all tainted meat.
It's like them fucking fava beans coming out my ass backwards.
Right.
By the way, one of my favorite fucking things is fava beans.
Oh,
when that call is beyond where I ate the fava beans and now I'm shitting sideways.
Coming out my ear sideways, you fuck. I ought to come down there and make you eat your fucking shoe.
Fucking phenomenal. This is what I'm saying. Like, they never lose their oomph. They never we just played before. We played Sal going to the eye doctor.
Right.
Calling the eye doctor about getting the appointment with his glasses and his shoes. And when you just said the line before, Billy fucking smirked because he's like, it's never not funny.
It is.
I'm going to bring all my shoes.
Pablo, yeah,
see,
honey.
That's comic genius, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Not stand the test of time. That's comic genius.
I went to the observatory, but I can't see so good.
Right.
Fucking Sal.
God damn it.
By the way, I'm talking to Sal Rosenberg now on my show. How about that? How about I'm giddy because of that? Pablo, honey, is one of the classics.
That was hysterical.
That is.
Yes, Pablo. Listen, here's a great tidbit. Pablo, honey, is it was a guy I knew. It was an inside job. I called, he was a friend of a friend of mine. I knew he was in Florida, so somebody gave him the number, and I actually was doing my best friend who passed away in 1987 in a motorcycle wreck. His mom, they're from Cuba, so I was actually mimicking his mom looking for Pablo, and the rest is history. So that call became so damn famous. I was blown away by it because it was just a quick little, I believe like 20 seconds, 25 seconds, and all I was just doing in that particular voice was I was asking Pablo if he's washing his ass and if he's keeping himself clean.
That's all it was.
Yeah, and so now about 91, I believe, 90, 91, Radiohead.
Right.
Now, we don't know who these guys are. You know, I didn't even know the name of the guys. They called me at my house in my, actually my mom's house in upstate New York. And they get me on the phone and they say, Johnny, can we, is it okay? We have the permission to, can we have permission to use your track Pablo Honey as to name our debut album in the United States? And I was just like, dude, I said, fucking A, man, absolutely. And at the time, I had no clue who these guys were.
Right.
And to become the giants in music that they are today. So anyway, in those days, I didn't have the luxury of just running up against comedy when I was in Billboard magazine. So my records were I was pitted against, you know, the biggest bands, you name it, Green Day, Collective Soul, anybody who was anybody, if you're selling records, you're up against the Jerky Boys, you're all up against it. It's a free for all.
Right.
So I was as high as number 3 on the R&B charts.
That's amazing.
And I hit number 1 in Billboard magazine, number 1, and guess who, of all people, chased me up the charts? They were number 2, was Radiohead with Pablo Honey.
Pablo Honey?
How great is that?
Yeah.
But this is what I'm talking about. This is what could be if a creative person is allowed to just be creative and let the fucking people decide what's entertaining and what's not entertaining, which is what you proved. That was how long ago? We're still talking about fucking Pablo Honey.
Right.
Come down to Florida, wash your ass. Yeah, literally, yeah. Every motherfucker knows that. Everybody. Maybe not Joe because he's high right now.
I don't know anything.
But everybody knows that. Everybody knows that.
And, you know, you're talking decades, man. Decades and decades.
It's amazing. Dude, you literally, you changed the game. I respect game changers. And, sir, to you, Johnny, I'm telling you, you are a game changer. You changed.
I appreciate that.
You deserve it. What other fucking guy making phony phone calls goes up to number 1 on the Billboard fucking charts? Who does that? It doesn't happen.
Well, that's the beauty of it. The beauty of it is I'll never forget. I was nominated because people say I came out with Jerky Boys 1, and Jerky Boys 1 just barrel rolls right over the world. I mean, anybody who spoke English, they're just nuts over Jerky Boys 1.
Yeah.
Multi-platinum selling record. So then people say the classic thing in the radio or the record business is you don't ever want to be just an amazing album and then all of a sudden you disappear. They said, what can you possibly do to beat Jerky Boys 1? There's no way you're going to beat that record. So I went to work. I put together Jerky Boys 2 literally in just like days, not even a couple of days. And every call I made went on Jerky Boys 2. Jerky Boys 2 came out of the gate, sold almost 1 million units in a week, and was nominated for a Grammy.
Right.
So and so Jerky Boys 1 and 2, for 2 consecutive years, they won the best record at NARM, back-to-back, Jerky Boys 1 and 2, Grammy-nominated, and Adam Sandler came up to me at the Grammys, and he put his finger, he pointed right in my chest, and he said, dude, that Grammy was yours. And I was up against Adam Sandler, but they gave it to, and a couple other people, but they gave it to Sam Kinison posthumously.
Right.
And Adam Sandler said, dude, that was yours, bro.
Well, if you're going to lose, you lose to Sam. It's even iconic that you lost to Kinison. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, even that aspect is fucking cool.
Yeah, just to have my album nominated for a Grammy, it's pretty damn sweet.
Dude, you had a movie. Anyone else here have a movie about their freaking life? Anybody? No, right? Not one of us can say that.
The Jerky Boys movie is more popular today. It's absolutely amazing. You know, social media, you know, it's an amazing thing. It's a double-edged sword. You know, it is both good and it's bad. But because of social media now, generation after generation is finding out about this movie called The Jerky Boys. It's like the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Right.
I got more people loving my movie today. And the funny thing is, when my movie first came out, just like they do typically with all comedies, doesn't matter who the hell it is, Jim Carrey, you know, the critics, they slam you 7 weeks to Sunday because they hate comedy. So now people love the Jerky Boys movie. You know, Walmart has it now. Everybody's got it. And people are, as a matter of fact, they can get it at my website, thejerkyboys.com. Thejerkyboys.com. I actually personalized the Jerky Boys motion picture at my website. But the picture, the Jerky Boys picture, is stronger now than it ever was. And so are the CDs and the whole world of Jerky Boys.
You should definitely think about, you just said Rocky Horror Picture Show. You should definitely think about doing midnight showings of Jerky Boys.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
You really should. That, honestly, that would be one hell of that's a way to get them in the theaters. And when they, and look, I'm telling you right now, number one, I won half the rights on that. But number two, the point of when one of my favorite scenes. Do you think these cocks are going to hold us up? People could throw hot dogs at the screen.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there's a billion things that you could do.
Yeah.
We're doing shows now. Like I said, I've done at Gotham Comedy Club. But to do a show, I've been talking with Paul Pesco, Madonna's guitarist.
Yeah.
And he had the similar idea what you just said about doing like Vegas type, you know, or casino type shows where, you know, you can do that sort of deal. You know, but now, I've been saying for years this whole correlation, like the Jerky Boys, like Rocky Horror Picture Show. But what you just said is very funny because that would be funny to make it where, because I remember even as in my younger days, they had that midnight matinee where
yeah.
you could go and they would act it out and they would have all kinds of funny, cool shit. And yeah, that would be a great funny thing to have because the Jerky Boys fans would love to come out and do shit like that.
Exactly. Yeah. My former uncle was the guy that was the head of the fan club who started all that. He's the guy that's in Fame that tells everyone to shut the fuck up. You ever see the movie Fame? And he's
really?
Yeah, that's my former uncle Sal Piro. Because my aunt got divorced from obviously his brother, and he's the guy that started all that. And he's always, like, whenever they do a Rocky Horror Picture Show, like when they did the remake and everything, they had to he has to advise them because he's the one that literally started all those midnight showings and that has it spread like wildfire.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Now, Fame. Who was in Fame?
Fame was
Irene Cara.
Yeah,
Irene Cara.
Who was saying Hot
Cara,
Lunch?
What's the guy that played Leroy?
The black dude that was he was in the TV show too. He was the ballerina guy. I don't remember. He was wearing tights a lot.
I think.
All right, that's really cool. That's very cool.
What Miriam?
Who was the one that got her titties and they started taking pictures of her?
That was Irene Cara.
That was Irene Cara.
Yeah, but what's name's moms was in that too.
Whose moms?
Miriam. What's her name? Damn.
No, I think I know who you're referring to.
Yeah.
Wow, we're good with this Ooh. Fucking movie review shit, ain't we?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's
you know
like
that
I
guy that's
I
in that movie?
It being up.
Look,
I've
the only movie that right now you have to give a shit about is the Jerky Boys movie.
Which I did go see.
There you go. So did I.
It's Pizarro.
It's not Pizarro. Shut up. You go and you go to TheJerkyBoys.com. For you can get the movie there. You can do all that stuff. But even more important, because we got to wrap this up, Johnny, Saturday, December 1st at 8 p.m., the doors open. 9 p.m., the show starts at the Kingsland, 269 Norman Avenue, Greenpoint, Brooklyn, baby. And you can hang out and you can get involved, talk to Johnny. He's going to do a Q&A. It's going to be a goddamn amazing thing. Just like right now, I have to say yet again, thank you, Johnny. Thank you to the Jerky Boys. Thank you for changing the game, brother, man. Thank you.
I appreciate you guys having me on. And just I really want to give, once again, a big shout-out to the fans. And check it out. I got all brand-new T-shirts, hats, mugs, all brand-new merchandise I haven't had before. This is all brand-new with their favorite Jerky Boys catchphrases, like, get Brett Weir, I said. If you check out the Jerky Boys website, you'll see. I guarantee your personal favorite will be there.
Nice.
TheJerkyBoys.com. I want to thank you guys again.
Dude, I want to thank you. TheJerkyBoys.com. Buy a fucking shirt.
All right.
For Christ's sake. Watch Family Guy. And also, of course, go see the one and only Johnny Brennan. He's going to be at the Kingsland December 1st. I said Firth. That's what just came out of my mouth.
Uh-huh.
December 1st in the year of our Lord, 2018. Thank you, Johnny.
Going to be a good show.
Thank you, guys. Have a great night.
You have a better one, sir. Thank you.
And a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, sir.
Yes,
to you as well. Later, Johnny.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, man. All right, so Johnny Brennan, that was fucking
funny
awesome.
Guy.
Right.
Outstanding. We have to go to break.
No, do you want to do the clip first?
You have the clip,
I
sir?
I have the clip.
Well,
yeah.
If you have the clip already,
well,
fucking ready to go.
And you say out. He doesn't do anything.
No. We're going to fucking play this. We will take a break whenever the fuck we feel
that's
like it.
That's right. You're the boss.
Excuse me. You haven't been here for 2 months.
That's right.
That is the new producer.
And then we
they'll
go
make
right
me get
into the
puppet
break.
Out. All right. Let's. Wait, excuse me. Let me present this. What is this one called, Billy?
This would be the Saul's Chainsaw Mishap.
All right, Saul's Chainsaw Mishap into a break. It's producer Billy, not producer Danny, and it's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm calling about your ad.
Yes.
I'm interested in the chainsaw.
Yes.
That's still available?
Let me look and see.
Thank you.
Hold on a moment.
Are you okay?
Christ.
Are you okay?
Hello.
Hi, are you okay?
I may have to call you back.
Okay, I'll call back.
I don't think I can walk no more. Don't be sore.
You want me to call the police?
No, don't be sore at me, okay?
All right.
Just give me 10 minutes.
All right, I'll call you back.
Okay, thank you.
Massive and expensive equipment marks the professional radio station. But in the amateur field, radio parts often include pieces of assorted junk ingeniously assembled by operators who are called hams.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
It's Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three. Hell, bring in a blowout of four. It doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On the OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hi there, I'm Carl Weathers.
You know, I've been maimed and left for dead by a predator. I've been scared to death by an alligator head. Hell, I've even been pummeled by an Italian guy and beaten to death by a huge steroid-filled Russian. But nothing in my movies has prepared me for the beating I took at the hands of Ham Radio.
We're back, and you're still listening to Ham Radio. What are you, stupid?
Yeah! And because I did not have anything prepared, this portion of the show brought to you by the official Johnny Brennan Jerky Boys website. You can get that at thejerkyboys.com. That's thejerkyboys.com. You can shop for jerky tees. You can get some jerky coffee mugs, jerky hats, jerky autographs, jerky phone cases, and personal audio messages. Plus, read the jerky story, all about how the Jerky Boys became, well, quite frankly, the Jerky Boys. So for more information, go to the official Johnny Brennan Jerky Boys website at thejerkyboys.com. That's thejerkyboys.com. Yeah, buddy, it's time for the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up on WHAM Ham Radio. Ew, dig it!
It's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Former host of The Price is Right, Bob Barker was rushed to an L.A. area hospital after complaining of extreme back pain. At 94 years old, in his second hospital trip in 2 months, Satan himself is chomping at the bit to invite Barker to...
Come on down!
Rapper Cardi B showed off her post-baby body, sharing a topless photo of herself with social media followers. We'll keep you abreast of the situation as it develops. Justin Bieber's wife, Hailey Baldwin, showed off her commitment to their recent marriage, as she's now officially going by Hailey Bieber. Of course, the only sticking point is the condition around being allowed to see other men. Hailey should have been aware of his desire to do so back when they were dating, and at this point is just going to have to get used to it.
I am a peacock! You gotta let me fly!
And that's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter, at Rock and Wrap-Up.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed,
and it's no big surprise.
Don't you think I know exactly where I stand?
This world is forcing me to hold your hand.
'Cause I'm just a girl, a little lonely. Well, don't let me out of your sight. Oh, I'm just a girl, already so don't.
It's the Ham Radio Show.
That's why?
Right. It is. There's nothing you can do about it. It is the uncrowned kings of reality radio. It is the Ham Radio Show. Ricky Love hanging out with us. Danny back from his hiatus, even though he's going to probably disappear next week. Billy also in the house. And Joe. Joe, say hi.
Hi.
There you go.
Was it on his anus?
No, not his anus. Hiatus.
Oh.
You're high, you anus. Not hiatus.
I think Joe is an anus.
Joe, how about this? How about a phone call? You happy? How about a phone call? It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
Hey, guys, it's Al.
Hey, Al, let me hear it.
Get it, Al.
Fuck you, Joe.
That's my guy.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving. Fuck you, Joe.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. So, Al, what's up, man? How are you?
Doing all right. Just, going to be prepping to head home for the holidays back to Jersey. Just, prepping up some books and stuff to study because finals are going to be coming up.
Are you a lawyer yet?
Not yet.
Jesus Christ.
I'm still going through my second year, man.
Oh, don't call back here until you're a fucking lawyer.
Yeah, we help
yeah, because hey, I need one.
God damn it.
Are you up to the party? Yeah, the third part from the first part shall now be heard as C?
The party from the first part went to the party from the second part, and then that party went down to the party after the after party, which is in the hotel lobby.
Everybody's having a party here. Am I invited?
I don't like that part. Rip that part up.
Okay.
By the way, in between, Roland from SiriusXM, thank you, and have a happy Thanksgiving to you as well, sir. Yeah, sure. And thank you for listening to the Ham Radio Show. You get applause. as well. I don't mean to interrupt Al's phone call. But Al
sounds like he's...
He's not even a fucking lawyer, Danny.
He's not even a lawyer, but he sounds like he's on a 45, right, Smith? With all the crackling in
the background? Well, he's crackling. He might be eating Pop Rocks while he talks to us.
I don't know.
Are you eating Pop Rocks?
No, I just... No. I am not at that point in my life where I want to be eating Pop Rocks.
You don't want to eat Pop Rocks? Have a little of the...
Action!
In your mouth? Nothing?
Nothing there, baby.
Not yet.
You don't want nothing dancing around on your tongue?
Yeah.
Have you met Ricky? He'll dance all over your fucking tongue if you want it.
You know, we missed you at the convention this year, Al.
Yeah, you... Why
were... Yeah, it was... It's been tough. Like, the past couple of weeks was just, like, a lot of just studying and then trying to do, like, this moot court competition thing where I have to, like, argue in front of, like, I guess, judges, if anything.
Right.
So, again, used to that, well, like, environment.
Shit, you should come on this show. We argue every week.
Yeah. This is the last...
Yeah.
this is the last argument that Danny had.
Very good.
You know, he had on this very show.
I got fucked by a horse.
See? Again. Again.
It was wonderful.
I got fucked by a horse again.
Again.
That's the best part of that whole drop.
Know,
that's the best part.
I got fucked by a horse again.
Again. I just want to have the again part.
Yeah.
Again.
By the way, just so you know, Johnny Brennan just wrote me, and he wishes us all a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had a blast on the show.
Very
so.
Funny guy.
There you go.
Very
so we will have to... send him some information, yes, so that way Johnny can get a copy of the show. Or we'll just give him the link and say, hey, listen an hour in where you can hear Ricky Love be quiet for the whole thing because he's like, I think I know this guy, but I don't know if I know this guy.
Exactly.
And then Ricky was looking him up, and he's looking him up and he goes, oh, I do know. Like, you can see, like, the light bulb went off. He goes, I know this motherfucker.
Yeah.
I know this guy.
I'm not good with names.
No, it's all right. You figured it out, though, it was good. You did well. Are you sending Morse code over there?
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not on speaker, so that's good. But, like, I'm starting to hear it, too. I was just like, what's going on with my phone?
Are you trying to masturbate and use the phone at the same time?
Are you deep frying a
turkey? Man. I don't think we're not at that level yet.
Are you having sex with Snap, Crackle, and Pop?
Ooh.
Eating Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
Just do it!
You're right. He's like on the 45.
Yeah, he does. You can hear the needle skipping.
Clean the record. Yeah.
Bill, you might have to explain what a 45 is to some of the younger people.
Yeah.
Is it some old school war movie or something?
He said younger people, Joe, not you.
Oh,
you're the older people.
There's dust on the needle.
Yes.
Yeah, but I do about
I hate when I get dust on my needle.
Flip it to the B-side.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah. I hate when that happens. Al, I want to wish you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, Al.
Thank you, Uncle Eddie. Wish all of you guys a happy Thanksgiving, especially Musty Joe.
Thank you, my brother.
Wait, do you wish Billy's fiance a happy Thanksgiving?
Yes, of course.
Well, you have to say it. She has to know.
Oh.
Say, hey, Giggles, I wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Fiance,
there you go.
She gets better than
you. I'll say happy Thanksgiving Giggles. I'll say that.
There you go. I just every time we mention her, she just screams. She gets very... She's rubbing her titties right now and getting
she's
very
excited.
I don't know about that part.
She's excited for the
Billy, bring her a towel.
Man, you better not let Giggles catch you in an alley, bro.
Sounds like young Frankenstein. Bluka.
Fabruha.
Bluka.
I say her name. Giggles. And she screams.
Watch out, she still has that horse whip.
She does have
that horse whip. You know, the one that allegedly fucked me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, by the way, we did miss Al. One thing I do want to say before I hang up on his 45 record skipping out ass is we did miss you at the Exotica Expo because I had to bring Bisexual Marcus, who got whipped instead of you.
Yeah. Right.
And the Dominator, she was missing you. She was missing you.
Really?
Yeah, she said, where's that skinny, I don't know if he's Asian or not looking guy?
Yeah.
And I was like, and I was like, that's fucking racist, lady. And then she hit me. Yeah. She had nice ass.
Yeah.
She had nice ass. All right, Al, I'm going to let you go, all right?
Okay, buddy.
Al.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right, everyone say goodbye to Al.
I'll leave again, G.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Al.
Good luck.
Yeah, so wait, hold on. Wait, I want to give Al a kiss.
Al hung up already.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah,
well, fuck it. I just kissed nobody then?
The 45 stopped playing. Can't tell?
I didn't hear it. Oh, we have an incoming. Do we have an incoming phone call? Who's
that was this? Just it.
Hello, Batman. Who's this?
So, what romantic movie line quote did Danny use to justify him finally showing up to work today?
He that's bisexual Marcus. By
hey, Marcus. I know it's bisexual Marcus.
Who says you can his ass? Yeah. I don't know. Danny decided to show the fuck up and come to work today, which is really nice.
I go to work.
I'm
every
livid.
Day.
I'm livid that he's there.
I'm livid too. Yeah. Right, my Igor. This guy over here. This Igor is crazy. Because this.
I'm listening to the stream on Facebook, and then I hear Danny's thick ass New York accent, and I'm like, is this the best of? But no.
Excuse me, don't interrupt the fight.
I'm like, this son of a bitch is there right now. This mother of a fuck.
Do you
believe
this?
The three guys in a room I'm sitting with that are from New York don't have a New York
accent.
No,
excuse me. I have a copy.
Bloody well not. I don't.
Yeah, I don't have.
That was horrible, though.
I know.
Benny has a fucked up accent. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about half the time. But let me tell you, you got a fucking New York accent, you fucking bleeding bastard.
Crazy. See what happens when you go to fucking
city. And let me tell you, this fucking nigger right here. This Igor thinks he can come on this show. I tell you, fucking what, you fucking bastard. Yeah, fuck. Don't look at me like
that.
Using
that word before Joe breaks out the cross again.
Igor, shut the fuck up.
I was just so getting used to that possibly being my future seat.
Yeah.
It's still, he's not going to be
with
here.
Even with my ass being fucking roasted on a...
Oh! quick, you
I was
it.
Getting
you,
so
we, you missed it. He got tased last week. He
did he?
Yeah, you missed it.
In here?
Yeah, in here. We take you were here.
No, I wasn't. About
you were here what? When it happened. You were
you
in
were,
the studio
yeah,
later.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you show up.
Yeah, I smelled the meat.
Yeah, we. Yeah. That Igor got tased. And it hurt his ass
God,
so much.
I'm telling you.
Oh, and he fell down.
A lot of weird shit happened here.
A lot of weird shit.
We had a man. We had a man. Peeing a diaper in here.
Yeah, sure.
You had a man shove a tampon covered in alcohol.
Son of a bitch.
And now that guy works at a high-ranking job at Sirius XM.
You see what happened?
That's the same guy?
Yeah. No, different guy.
We can't mention his name.
He used to work on his show. I won't say his name was Chris Hamill. Then he works on Busted Open on Sirius XM Fight Nation. I won't say that, Billy. So don't fucking tell me I can't, because I won't. I won't say he works on Sirius XM Fight Nation Busted Open with Dave LaGreca.
Right.
I won't fucking say that.
You're not going to say it because he's no squealer.
Yeah, I ain't no squealer, all right? Because I was born in the hood. Let me tell you.
You know,
snitches get stitches.
Snitches get stitches, bitch.
Right.
Damn right. Word. Come on, give me that.
Hey.
One, two, three, into the four. Bisexual Marcus,
blah,
his ass
blah,
is fucking raw.
Blah, 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 blah.
So wait, you, because we have, how much time we got? Fuck. We can't
get to,
you fucked a tranny and we're not going to have time to hear the tranny story.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, I know. I really wanted to call in and get my quick fuck you, Danny, for coming back in shot.
Okay.
Just because,
well,
you know,
not...
He just ruined my dreams.
I'll keep it warm for you.
Thanks, Danny.
Excuse, Giggles, can he have the seat next week?
Is that possible? With your blood-soaked hands.
Yeah,
blood-soaked.
Your blood-soaked hands.
I have no fun.
I don't know what you did to make the bisexual man angry, you did, sir.
Yeah.
So just sit there in your fucking chair and just take the beating.
Would you go take him to the movies and give him the popcorn?
I'm not giving him the popcorn trick, even though he would definitely fuck me. I'm very fuckable.
I fucking want Danny. I want the puppet back.
I want
fucking Danny puppet back.
There you go, man.
Wow.
Where's the Danny puppet, Joe?
So hostile in here right now.
On the floor sleeping.
No, you gotta get it.
Danny puppet was there every fucking day.
Every day Danny puppet showed up.
He didn't come back. He wasn't there just for the passion.
Yeah.
He was there because he loved the show. Was that what you said, Danny, when you came back? I'm doing this for the passion.
I'm doing it for the passion.
I'm sure not doing it for the money.
Damn right. He know it. Excuse me. Excuse me, you fucking Daddy Warbucks. This motherfucker right here, Ricky Love, is doing it for the passion.
That's
he
right.
works.
This motherfucker.
He works. Yep. You got kids, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right. So you and is your wife? She's a mother.
Yeah.
And do you fuck her?
Yeah.
So this motherfucker right here.
Yeah, you know what you're doing.
Okay. Okay. This guy works a fucking full-time job at SiriusXM, and he comes all the way fucking here to Staten Island, even though he lives in Staten Island. It's not the fucking point, Danny.
That's right.
Okay?
I came all the way from Staten Island.
Yeah, you did.
Shot bisexual Marcus, I haven't gotten to you yet. But this black guy over here shows up to work. Yes, late, because he's on, you know, black people time. But he shows up to work, okay? Bisexual Marcus, who had a raw ass fucking a tranny, okay? He still showed up.
Is it more interesting than the last one in the fucking when you titty fuck somebody in the movie theater?
It might be.
Oh, there you go. All right, Danny. Okay.
now you're putting his business out there, Danny.
I see what you're doing. You see what he's doing.
He's using white privilege. Do you see what he's doing?
He's digging into that suitcase and trying to pull out every white trick in the book. I see what you're doing. Divide and conquer.
I'm the one with the suitcase.
But Danny said he made a trap for bisexual Marcus.
Oh yeah.
Will the man with the 12-inch penis please pick up his phone? Thank you.
See,
if
Danny plays that, you'll run towards the guy to go get the phone, and then he said he's going to club you in the fucking head, and then release
one
the hounds.
One day, Danny. One day.
There's the hounds. One day. One day, Danny. One day.
One day. This sounds like a threat.
It is a threat. It's not a threat, sir. It's a promise, and I applaud him.
It's a promise. I don't make threats, sir.
You damn right you don't.
I'm scared.
Yeah, I am very scared.
And, well, you should be, sir.
You're scared. You're moving it in a month. Not even a
month. I'm glad you're back here.
I'm glad you're back, Danny.
Joe wouldn't be anything without you.
Damn right. Right, Giggles? Exactly.
What is Giggles talking about? Yeah, what? You were born in the hood of your mama's clique.
I wasn't born in the hood.
Okay.
What?
I don't know. I was born
in the hood, and now Giggles is all fucking angry because I was raised.
Did Giggles say that shit?
Giggles was talking shit about my mama's fucking vagina cap. And Giggles
William,
got all
get your girl.
Get your girl in check, son.
I don't have to
She's
do
talking
anything.
About my mom's clitoris, motherfucker. Hey. Get your mom in check. All right? Because that's your mama now. Get your mama in check, Giggles. Don't talk about my mom's clitoris up on this fucking show. Because then I go gangster.
Talking about my mama. You don't want to be getting into the mamas on here. I'm from the bricks, son.
He's from Newark. I had to drive this motherfucker home to the jungle. All right, Giggles?
Jungle.
Don't get fucking angry, all right? His fucking ancestors were whipped, okay? He can fucking take a fucking verbal beating, okay?
What's your name?
One time he was telling me a story. He had a goddamn relative. They cut his foot off because he went and answer. He said, "What's your name?" And he said, "Toby."
I'll cut a nigga for his jeans.
And then he was like, "No."
Fuck.
Well, that was his ancestor. We saw the guy get his foot cut off. He goes, "Fuck that shit. I'm not Kuta Kinte. I'm Toby. That's what my fucking name is. That's what I am." Ow! Stop hitting me, motherfucker. That was his shit. I watch Roots backwards, so they end up back in Africa.
I'll cut a nigga for his hamburger in these streets. Don't fuck with me, son.
Damn right.
For a hamburger.
For a hamburger.
You don't even get cheese, huh?
You know what the Happy Meal is? You make it out with your life.
We struggling in these streets, son.
Can't afford cheese.
It ain't the lavish fucking suburban Staten Island, son. No, this is the fucking hood, son.
Yeah, tell them about that government cheese.
Government cheese.
Doesn't that truck come around every 2 weeks?
Yeah, everybody had a brick of that shit.
That shit don't melt.
Around here, you sell that fucking dope. You cut a nigga for that next meal, you heard?
Yep, that cheese. You cut a motherfucker for that cheese.
You can cut a motherfucker with that cheese. On that note, I'd like to wish to all our bisexual friends and our gay and lesbian friends straight friends and John Brennigan. His name is Brennan. John Brennigan. John Brennigan.
It was Bizarro.
He's down the block.
The Bizarro John Brennan. which is John Brennigan.
Right.
That guy. To everybody and everybody in his room, and to Danny, who's now going to run and hide and not come back to the show because a bisexual guy said he was going to cut him with government cheese. I say this. Happy Turkey Day. Happy Thanksgiving to all. And to all, good night. Margus?
I think he just got cut.
I think he got shot. All right, sorry. No. I got to hang up on you because the show's over.
All right, I'll see you guys later. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
Same Happy
you,
Thanksgiving,
brother.
Man.
All right.
There you go. The hood of my mom's clitoris. God damn, Giggles. You fucking cut me hard, baby.
You
cut me
fucking
hard.
Put the other thing up there.
Why I got to put some things
put
up there?
The
why can't you just?
Up there.
Why can't you just fucking know? Why can't you know that you got a minute, son?
I think Giggles out to get you, bro.
Why can't you know that? Look at your watch.
Giggles out to get you, bro. You better watch it.
Well, the one we got for Christmas last year, it broke.
It broke? You broke it?
Uh-huh.
Well, it was from the dollar store, anyway.
Mickey's hands fell off.
All right. For Ricky Love, Danny, who's going to disappear. Disappearing Danny, new name. Billy Nicknames, Joe, and me from the Ham Radio Show. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And remember, free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up. And also, if you're going to fuck that chicken, you better stuff it, motherfucker.
Right.
Stuff it hard. Stuff it good. And let it get caught in the clitoris hood. Woo!
Don't
that goes out
the
to Giggles.
Cranberries.
And also, AMF, my friends, which means adios, motherfucker!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.